Testing one, two, three. Yes, it's 16A. Yes, Zion Owen Aleph, Halacha Dalet.
16A, let's go.
Let's do it. The remainder of this chapter and the entire chapter 3 discuss various planting configurations that allow different crops to be planted in proximity to one another. So we're going to talk about a field, and you want to plant strips in this Mishnah, okay? It's all technical, so it's pretty easy, actually. A person wants to make separate strips, so each planting a different species in each strip. So how much distance do you have to put between each strip? 3 furrows, he calls it ground-breaking furrows. Whatever, there are different types of furrows. One is the type that you make after the first rain, what was called the revia, Talmi revia, and this one is called Talmi Shalpasiach. Obviously, there are different widths, and in the bottom, he mentions a simple thing, which is, why didn't the Tanna just tell us, you know, if this was, let's say this was 2 amos, why didn't it just say 2 amos? What are you giving me this Talmi revia, Talmi? See, what is it talking this way for? The answer is, if you're a farmer, you don't necessarily know what a cubit is, you know? Or you don't have a measure. So like this was a way of giving the talking farmer talk, okay? Mm-hmm. Very good.
It's not like what that is, it's my chachos, it's my krishma.
Mm-hmm. Right, that could be very much the same thing. Ubeisalim and Malayha al Hasharoni. It's the width of the yoke used in Sharoni, in Sharon. And apparently that was a known thing as well. And they're pretty close. Farshim explained that Beishama is a little bit bigger, not much. But they're basically very close. We're going to say how wide these are in a second. Zokta Gemara Vaiter, Reb Ze'era, Reb Lazar, Reb Shem, Reb Chiya Baruba. This is Reb Chiya the Great. I always love that name, Kiyaruba. Oyser shtei amas al shtei amas. So what he does is he makes a gap of 2 by 2 amas. So it's 2 amas wide, 2 amas long. So you've got a gap there between one strip and another strip. But that's only at the beginning of the strip. Then, as you go down the field, you get narrower and narrower and narrower until you get to the other end of the strip. At the other end of the field, it comes to a point. Right? So this adds to this becomes a very big kula. So it's also shtamas al shtamas, umetzer v'haylech, afilu koshu, it narrows down the gap all the way to the end of the field until there is just a koshu.
So it's not a metzius thing, it's more of an appearance thing.
Here we go again. You got it right on the nose. This is not a metzius of being far apart. This is a view. This looks like separately, right? Correct. Amar b'yayna hadad the tamer basuyim meishar. This kula was said regarding a field that was made into several strips. In other words, you're gonna have a field. You're gonna have a strip of, you know, of barley, a strip of wheat, a strip of oats, a strip of spelt. You know, different strips. Pashit and aminim. But let's suppose you just had one strip, meaning
two rows.
But no, what I mean to say by that is the whole other field. Yeah, in other words, the field number one let's take a big field. You split the field in half. Half of it'll be wheat, half it'll be barley, and you'll make one of these strip spaces between the two sides. That's not good. Why is that? Because that's the purpose, the heter of the strip is that it's called a strip, not a field. Because the shear of harchoka between two fields is a base raiva, which is 10 by 10, let's just say 10 amas by 10 amas. So it's a much larger space between two fields. So this, you know, the reason why strips only need 2 amas is because they lost the shame sada, and they have a shame of
what, so the smaller the two areas that were separated,
Meshar,
the less of a demand we make to separate the two.
Correct. That is correct. I think I'm saying the right shot over here. Take a look at 12. If there's only one strip adjacent to a field not planted in strips, they are treated the same as two adjacent fields, not as two strips. So the separation required is that on 21B, which is the same as the two adjacent fields, which is 10.2 amas by 10.2 amas. Now, there's a question whether the 10.2 amas, let's suppose I have 10.2 amas between the two fields. Is there going to be a heter that the 10.2 amas can come to a point, like over here, by the two amas coming to a point? Or does it have to be 10.2 amas straight across? That is a discussion. The commentators, I don't know what they talk about because I didn't look it up. Mm-hmm. Just not on my top 10 things I want to look at right now. Mm-hmm. I'm Rabbi Yonah. Yeah, so that's what Rabbi Yonah said. Okay. Asya kai do amar Rabbi Yonah. Now this previous ruling, now that's a little strange that we had a break in the action here, but the previous ruling from Rabbi Chiya Rabba, the Chiya the Great, which was that it could come to an angle, now Rabbi Yonah says that the Gemara is now commenting that this is like that which was stated by Rabbi Yonah. The Gemara feels that since this is a continuation of what Rabba said, the right place for this mimer is right after that. So he switches it up. So he moves this one up. So it follows right after. Logical. Yochal anozra chakli chamshin minim. I'm able to plant in my field 50 different species. Asim v'chamshin mikah. V'asim v'chamshin mikah. I can plant 25 on one side of the field and 25 on the other side of the field. And we're going to have a beautiful picture here. On 16A3, you will see the box at the bottom of the page. Mm-hmm. And you will see all the gray part, of course, is the part that's planted. And the white space is space. Now, what he's showing, what he's doing here, he's blowing up, in the picture, he's blowing up a square to show you that in the center of the strip, there is indeed a 2x2 square, which is exactly what we said. You had to have a separation of 2 amas wide by 2 amas long, right? So you have that. And then as you go towards the end of the field, it narrows to a point.
Yeah, but here it's in the middle.
Well, that doesn't matter. It's fine. It could be anywhere.
It's not narrowing from one side to the other.
It's narrowing from left to right and right to left, but starting from the middle. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. That's how he ends up with...
Interesting.
Yeah, you obviously see an interesting looking field when you walk by it. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Now the white area is planted or the dark area?
The dark area is planted and the white area is not planted. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Now let's see here. I wanted to see.
That takes a long time to do that too.
Yeah. Just to clarify here, just a little bit of the math. Rabbi Yonah's field, footnote 14. Rabbi Yonah's field was 50 amas long, 50 amas wide. Okay. So you'd have 25 adjoining strips, 23 middle strips on each side would be 2.5 amas wide at the edges of the field, narrow to a point in the middle of the field. And the two strips at the end of each side would be 1 1/24 amas wide at the edges. They narrow to the point. He's just working out the logistics. It's not that important to know every little detail, but the point is he has 50 species, and that's exactly like Rabbi Chiya Rabba. Okay? And the Gemara extends this. After shtei sados, kain, it would be that you can have a small separation even between two fields, meaning normally if you have your field, I have my field, I have to have again that large separation of the base robo of the 10.2 amos. But if your field is planted in strips and my field is planted in strips, so then the two fields could be next to each other with the two amos because it looks like field of strips, right? Okay. Now we go to Tezayin on the base. 16b, 1. Me'ata afilu bein ol bein chaveiroi motor. So between his field and the field of his fellow, it's also motor to have a separation. So what does he say over here? What exactly? How is this different than what we just said?
It's what you just said.
Isn't that what I just said? Hold on one second.
Word for word, what you just said.
Hold on one second. 16. I guess I made a mistake. I jumped the gun a little bit. Apparently, the first statement of the Gemara was two fields that you own. Now we're adding, even if it's your friend's field. So I added that myself, but that's not really right. The first statement of the Gemara, let's just take a look at my folder to check me out here. Apa shtei sados kein hechi, shtei sados shal ish echad. See, my folder speaks it out explicitly. And two fields belong to one person. Va'asuyin shtehen meisharin, and they're both made in strips. Nami dino hachi ve'ein sorach lahachik ve'ein sorach lasonik kishir beis raiva ha'mafurish ma'asis and al-danin ha'kokish ke'meisharin u'batol shmehen shem sodas. That shem sodas is a bottle. And if there's a hafzik of two amas, it's enough. Now on the base, me'ato afilu beinol ve'ein chaveiroi, says the marafoldo, she'esh soda lechaveiro shesmuch alazu va'asuyin meisharim in sorach hafzik ve'ein emol beis amas. What's he adding about this other min? I don't understand what that's all about. One second. Says over here, generally, if you have two people have adjoining fields, you have to have the base roiva, which is the 10.2. The Gemara is teaching us here what? That if the neighboring field is strips, you can plant another species in a strip between the fields, separated from the main species in his own field by only two amas. I missed the boat on this.
That means it's like a little bitty strip.
Yeah, what he's saying here is the completely different than what I said before. Okay, I made a mistake. His friend's field is made up of strips. You have a field which is not made up of strips. It's a whole field of wheat. Okay, but and normally what you're going to have to do is you're not going to be able to plant anything in between the two fields because if it's a different min, you need to leave that space open. But here, because it's strips, you can add another strip. You're adding a strip on your side of the field, right? His field ended at point, you know, at line.
And not use a base roiva?
Yeah, you don't need a base roiva. You just need two amas and then put in another strip. I think so. The neighbor's field is considered strips, not a field. Therefore, the strip that is next to it is also treated as part of this group of strips. Because it appears to be a continuation of the neighboring field. That makes sense.
So which part is the separation?
So is there a separation?
The minuscule difference.
I don't know. It sounds to me like...
That last strip looks like...
So it looks like it's his field. Right. So maybe you'd have to make a separation between this your strip and your own field. I never heard such a thing.
Say that.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure. But we did say, yeah. Yeah.
What's the fact that on one side you have small strips, and the other side you have a big field? That in and of itself is a separation because they're growing differently.
Yeah. Why wouldn't when the Amma got there, you know, you could butt it up again, you know, two separate fields have two meanings as long as you have something noticeable that it's a separation.
Yeah. In other words,
what do you mean, any space? Right, no space, just put up a 20-foot fence, you know, solid fence. Just to show that it's separate.
Neon flashing the sign that says this is the end of my property.
That's the new Twitter sign is flashing.
Next.
It's flashing in the neighbor's eyes.
So what's this halacha from the next Mishnah? I always get this straight over here. Just one second. So the next Mishnah on Yud Zayin, this is what they're quoting over here. It says over here in the next Mishnah, I'm sorry, I messed up this line. I did not learn right. But it's based on the Mishnah Halacha Hey. The Mishnah says, Shaloi chitim b'shal chaveroi min acher. His is wheat, his friend's is a different min, right? Sorry.
Shaloi chitim b'shal chaveroi min acher.
His friend Sa'irim. It's a different min. Mutter lismach lo me'aysay min. You can do what? So the plain way, the parable folder says what? Mutter lismach lo me'aysay ha'min shal stecha ve'ray etza sada shalai. Right, so if my friend's field is barley, I can add barley next to his field. No problem, right? Why not? It's the same min. It's the same min. They ain't nirak a klayim. They shu nirak iluhu bom mistake haver. It looks like it's his friend's field. The nirim kisayf stake haver. Uvavanchi is mechenel the stake haver gam. It has to be next to your friend's field. Avli loisam ko, then it will be also. I need to come back to this. I see that I don't have the 100% full understanding of this halacha. I need to learn that Mishnah better, and then we'll come back to this tomorrow, maybe netter, and be masbered again. Okay?
Sure.
Let's go on. Af b'chor b'kein. So the same applies to a case of a destroyed field. So we talked about this already once before, where you had two fields planted next to each other, two different minim, which was actually Osir. But they did it.
Where are you at?
I'm on second line. Upper Korbikin, second line. So you have two fields. One's wheat, one's barley. They were planted right next to each other. The Isser. Now there was a Korva, so the field fell apart because of the extreme heat that we're having, and it's killing a lot of fields. So you and then what's left is you're left with, we mentioned that you're left with a Rosh Tor. You're left with the only surviving grain is pointing right at the field. So that was what we talked about that. So but over here we're talking about not a Rosh Tor. It's the same concept, but it's over here we're talking about where it's what was left in the field was not a Rosh Tor, but was left a strip. Okay? So if there's a strip from my friend's field and it's next to my field, which is strips, that's 100% okay because it looks like a strip. Right? I think so. If one field is planted in strips, it's permitted to maintain another strip remaining from a neighboring otherwise destroyed field. I think the idea here is that even though he didn't plant it as a strip, it just ended up looking that way because it got destroyed. So that's good enough, apparently.
Even though it's sided off that it was something that was usher to do.
Right.
It turns out that it's okay because
correct.
That's just
right, so in footnote 2, he mentions, the Gemara teaches, if in such a case, one of the fields was mostly destroyed, leaving only a small piece adjoining the other field, that piece is no longer considered a field. It's a strip. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's as long as it's separated. All you need is 2 amos. That's basically the idea. Okay, let's keep going. Oyeba, it's otherwise, oyeba, this case is otherwise permitted because it is subject to the rule. It's a funny kind of way translation. Oyeba kai domer shlakish v'shem chizkiya. It's permitted because of the rule of that I just said before, the Rosh Tor Habar Michorba Mutter, that the Rosh Tor formation that is left over in a destroyed field, that he was matter that. So this is the same. The Gemara is just making a comparison. Just like over there, the Rosh Tor is Mutter. So even though it wasn't planted that way, but that was the result of the destruction. So here too, on this trip, it's also the same halach. Simple. Okay.
Where are you up to?
We're on 16B1, second column. Rebbe Omer.
Thank you.
Okay. Rebbe says, Moscow base Rova. Now, we said, we have it here as a bar plukta of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that the shear was 2 amos. Rebbe is going to come and give a whole new shear. He's going to say, no, you can't start with just 2 amos. You have to start with the shear that we mentioned before, that is the normal shear that you have to have in a field, which was how much?
10.2.
A base rubber, which is 10.2 by 10.2. That's what you got to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you have that 10.2 by 10.2, then you can narrow down
to two amos.
But you only end up with 2 amos, right? That's the picture. Maskel base rova umeitzvay lachash shlosha tlamim shel pasiach. That's what we just said. The lastly, the Rebbe tvua betvua base rova. So the Gemara is asking, what do you mean? This is the key to this is in footnote 7. As Rebbe requires part of the gap to measure the width of a base rova, he apparently treats the strip the same as a field, right? He's treating a strip not like it's a strip in a different category, but he's treating a strip like it's a field. So when you have fields, the Mishnah says you have to have a base rova between them. So how could Rebbe turn around and say that it can narrow? The Gemara is asking Akasha, Lishitas for Rebbe, that you treat the strip like it's a regular field. What's this heter? What's going on over here? So my answer is Taman b'meruba, Tan b'meishar. If you have squares, so that's what it has to be a full base rova. But if here you have strips, so then it doesn't need to be a full base rova. Okay. Now, the Gemara now is assuming that that Rebbe would have a bar plukta, and that bar plukta would be named Rabbanon, and that Rabbanon would be machmir on Rebbe. This is the assumption now, that there's a third sheet, unless we have the ton of our Mishnah who says two amos, and it narrows to a mashahu. We have Rebbe who says you have to have a base rova, which narrows to a 2 amos part. There's a supposedly Rabbanon that argues on the whole thing, and they say, no, you can't narrow at all, right? So less Rabbanon Meshar? The rabbis who disagree with Rebbe not accept the idea of a strip? How can they require a full base rova of space between strips? The Gemara says, on Rabbi Yudon, basically the Gemara says it's not correct. There is no such Rabbanon. They don't exist. So if Meishar le Rebbe, the end of the narrowing of Rebbe, which is 2 amos, that is Tfilas Meishar le Rabbanin. That's where the Rabbanin begin. And just like we said in our Mishnah, in other words, the Bar Plukta of Rebbe is our Mishnah, and it begins with 2 amos. Our Mishnah begins where Rebbe ends, obviously. Very simple. Now we'll just do the last piece of Gemara, which is to the Mishnah, if you don't mind. So Rabbi Lazar Shaul, let's suppose the field was too small, right? We're on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Let's suppose the sada is too small, as we're telling you, to go ahead and make it 2 amas by 2 amas, right? You should, so you have to have 4 amas square, right? Mm-hmm. And then you start to narrow it down. Let's suppose the field is so small, you can't get that. So what would be the rule then? So, or according to Rebbe, it certainly is much easier to understand a base rabbi, 10 by 2 by 10 by 2. Let's suppose it's not that big. So what do you do? So Nishmina and Adol, let's learn it from this brisa. Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, Rav Yosef, and Yochanan, Isha, Nuach, Omru, they said the following. Bigadolo, Chamisha Amas. If it's a large field, the gap has to be 50 Amas. Four. Let's see. Unlike Rav Chiya the Great, that we said before, they say that if the field is sufficiently large to accommodate, the gap has to be 2 Amas wide, for a length of 50 amas, and then you can narrow, right? Right? Rebbe said as long as you have 2 by 2, it's enough. You can start narrowing after 2 amas. They're saying, no, you have to go 2 amas by 50, and then after the 2 amas by 50, then you could start to narrow. So that's only true when you have a gedoli, you have a big field that has 50 amas in it. Ubiktana al pi ruba. But if you have a small field that doesn't have 50 amas, let's say it's 40 amas long. So then you go rubo. You go 20 amas. You go 2 amas by 20 amas. That's rov of the field. And then you start to narrow. So they're being reasonable here, right? So the Gemara makes a simple logic. Ma im elu shenosnu shir legadola. If these rabbis, they went ahead and they said that the shir is much larger, meaning that they required 50 amas, lo nosnu shir lektana, but they, if it was too small, they said you don't have to go that much. You can just take rov. Chachamim shalom nosu shilagdola. Then the in other words, like Rebbe, who holds you only need 2 by 2. Lo kol shekhen shilagtana. Then surely they won't need a full, as much. All you need is rov, and that's it. Technical mishnah. Okay, I got the knock.
You got a lot of things
climbing
now.
Climbing.